I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, militants from the Baloch Liberation Army in Pakistan hijacked a passenger train and took over 400 people hostage. Pakistan's military says they've now freed the hostages, but 21 passengers were killed. However, as of yesterday, the BLA claims it still holds over 100 hostages. Nehemiah with FMI says this attack highlights growing extremism in the country.
Pakistan is now ranked as the second most terrorism-affected country in the world, right after Burkina Faso and before Syria. Alarmingly, terrorism-related deaths in Pakistan rose by 45% in 2024 alone.
Despite the threat of rising extremism, Pakistani believers are praying that the terrorists will come to know Jesus. Would you join us in praying with them? And Tom Adams says Heart for Lebanon is currently educating just under 2,000 students in the country, many of whom are Syrian refugees between the ages of 5 and 13.
You can mold that mind very appropriately in one of two directions, for good or for evil. And we bend it for good, so the radical groups don't bend it for evil.
Students at each of the two ministry centers take classes in everything from science to Arabic. Most importantly, they hear the word of God. Adama says this biblical training is a seed for spiritual growth and gospel spread.
Most of these kids, I would say, are the best, some of the best ambassadors for Jesus Christ, because they're winning mom, and if they have a dad at home, dads and their family to Christ.
Heart for Lebanon is looking for another 275 prayer partners this year. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.